It's a regional rock hour on 92. Gerard Smith there out of Detroit. That was Rise. If you're a fan of the traditional Irish music or some Irish rock, make sure you give him a follow on Facebook or check out his band Bill Grogan's Goat. We really featured them during the Irish rock hour we did for St. Paddy's Day this year. Jeremy Ober hanging out in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Reforge Initiative. Tomorrow night, 6 to 10. And we're looking at four different scholarships again is the goal.
Yep, we want to have four scholarships funded.
And $500 each.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
At $10 a pop to get in.
Yeah.
Okay, and all that money is going towards the scholarships?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So you guys, I think it's awesome what you're doing. Raising money, you gave out two last year. How do you choose who gets the scholarships?
We have applicants that, and like any other application that they would fill out for any other scholarship, it's all the same process as any other one. The applications just go to us guys in the band, and then we sit around and figure out who we want to give money to.
And so you're going like academic criteria, stuff like that?
Yeah, academic criteria, their financial situation. And they have to write an essay as well to us.
Oh, awesome.
As well about what they're doing in their field. So, yeah.
Because grades aren't everything.
Right.
I will say that. Believe it or not, I didn't have the greatest grades in school.
Yeah.
But I can read off a sheet of paper okay for the most part.
Yeah, sure. And there were a couple of applicants which, were fantastic, but they've already been accepted into every college under the sun, so there's they pretty much had it made anyway, so sometimes that takes a role in the decision making.
So yeah, just deciding who you think would best use it and who would be the best for it.
Yep.
Very cool. And again, business is Paul Reisner.
Yep. Music is Bill Kurtz. Nursing is Becky Joslin, and art is Jeremy Caldera.
And I'll bet the music one, you're probably going to pick somebody that is active everywhere, right? I mean, like choir, band, all that, you would think?
Yeah. The one that got it this year is off to try to get a career as a music teacher.
Music teacher?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You know a few of them from the from your work with Lone Tree Revival.
Yeah, I know a couple. Yep.
For sure. When does Lone Tree have anything coming up soon?
Yeah, we'll be at Fort Frenzy on July 3rd.
Oh, yeah, opening up for Head East.
That's right.
Yeah. Fireworks celebration.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. You got to say, you're all music teachers, basically. You still do guitar lessons.
I do, yep. I'm over at Ace Note Music, yep.
And how's that going?
It's going good.
Got some good students?
I do. I got some monsters coming up.
Ranging in age, too. I just met one of your older students just the other night. Very cool guy.
Yep.
Very cool guy in his, 60s or something.
Yep.
Probably.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't want to age him, so. But, yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to him. If he's listening, he says, it's either your show or NPR. And I say, I'll take it.
Perfect.
I'll take it. Yeah. Tomorrow night, 6 to 10, River Hops Brewing. Come check out Brutal Republic for a very good cause. They want to send kids to school. Plus, you get food and a beer. So shout out to River Hops and those other. The providing the food again was
Fort Dodge Barbecue Society, Fort Dodge Ford, and Fairway.
Excellent. All right. Hey, we're going to kick it back to the tunes. Jeremy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. You got it, man. We got music after this. Crave Tattoo presents Regional Rock Hour 92.